Hello, this is Ray Martinez with Conversations with Ray Martinez. Today's Bible study, we're going to talk about what it means to think independently. So thinking and acting independently. The Bible does address the concept of independent thinking, encouraging believers to exercise discernment and wisdom in their thoughts and actions. A couple of relevant passages are found in the New Testament. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. This verse encourages believers not to simply follow the ways of the world blindly, but to be transformed by renewing their minds. By doing so, they are able to discern and understand God's will, which may often require independent thinking and critical reflection. Additionally, the Bible also teaches the importance of seeking wisdom and guidance from God through prayer and studying His Word. Proverbs, in particular, contains many verses that emphasizes the value of wisdom and discernment. If we take a look at Proverbs 3:5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This passage highlights the importance of trusting in God rather than relying solely on one's own understanding. It encourages believers to seek God's guidance and direction in all aspects of life, including their thoughts and decisions. Overall, while the Bible emphasizes the importance of seeking guidance from God and being transformed by His Word, it also acknowledges the value of independent thinking and discernment, particularly when it comes to understanding and applying God's will in our lives. One example of a known leader who is good, he's a good independent thinker, that is Elon Musk, the CEO of SpaceX and Tesla. Musk is known for his innovative ideas and his willingness to challenge conventional wisdom to achieve his goals. Overall, Musk's approach to independent thinking has allowed him to disrupt traditional industries and challenge established norms, leading to significant innovation and growth in his companies. His willingness to take risks and challenge the status quo has inspired others to think differently and pursue their own innovative ideas. There are several biblical characters that demonstrate this independent thinking and discernment in various situations. Here's just a few examples. Queen Esther, you can find her in Esther 4, verses 15 through 16. Esther displayed independent thinking and courage when faced with the challenge of interceding for her people before King Xerxes. Despite the personal risks involved, she took initiative, devising a plan to approach the king and risking her own life for the sake of her people. Let's take a look at Daniel, Daniel 1, verses 8 through 16. Daniel and his friends demonstrated independent thinking and faithfulness to God's commands when they refused to defile themselves by eating the royal food and wine. They proposed an alternative diet to the Babylonian captors, displaying their own commitment to following God's laws even in a foreign land. Take a look at David in 1 Samuel 17, verses 32 through 37. David shows independent thinking and faith in God when he faces Goliath. Despite the doubts and discouragement of others, David trusted in God's power and chose to confront the giant with a slingshot and stones rather than relying on conventional weaponry. And there was even people around him that kind of laughed at him, mocked at him, but people thought, this is unreal. Well, David proved differently. Nathan, in 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 through 14, Nathan the prophet demonstrated independent thinking and courage when he confronted King David about his sin with Bathsheba. Despite the risks involved in challenging the king, Nathan fearlessly delivered God's message of rebuke, ultimately leading David to repentance. But Nathan really used some good wisdom when he confronted David. He asked him a scenario. He posed the question, and David kind of convicted himself. So that was with great wisdom when he did that. These biblical characters exemplify independent thinking, discernment, and courage in various contexts, showing the importance of relying on God's guidance and wisdom even when faced with challenges or opposition. Proverbs 2, verses 6 through 7 says that, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk is blameless." This particular passage emphasizes that wisdom comes from God and is available to those who seek it. It suggests that through wisdom, individuals can navigate life with discernment and integrity. Take a look at 1 Thessalonians 5:21. "But test them all. Hold on to what is good." This verse encourages believers to critically evaluate teachings and ideas, holding on to what is good and true. It implies the importance of independent thinking and discernment when discerning truth from falsehood. If we take a look at Acts chapter 17, verse 11, "Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true." They did their own independent investigation. This passage highlights the importance of critical examination and independent thinking, even in matters of faith. The Bereans didn't simply accept teachings blindly, but examined the scriptures themselves to verify the truthfulness. I think that's classy. You can't find people to do that. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." This verse encourages believers to diligently study and understand God's word, implying the importance of personal effort and critical thinking in interpreting and applying scriptures. These passages collectively demonstrate that while the Bible emphasizes the importance of seeking wisdom from God and aligning with His will, it also encourages believers to engage in independent thinking, critical examination, and discernment, particularly when it comes to understanding and applying biblical teachings. I like this quote from Darren Atterbury. He used to be our former city manager for the city of Fort Collins and currently works for Elevations Credit Union as the market president. He states this, "You must be uniquely you. Along your leadership journey, many people will want you to decide just like they would. Your leadership should reflect the uniqueness of you. Don't be shy, be yourself." Gino Campana, who's an entrepreneur in Fort Collins, said, "I could agree with you, but then we would both be wrong." I like this statement because it implies a certain level of skepticism and critical thinking. It suggests that blindly accepting someone else's viewpoint, even if it seems agreeable at first, may lead to incorrect or misguided conclusions. This statement highlights the importance of independent thinking, intellectual integrity, and the willingness to challenge ideas and pursue truth. In our spiritual walk, we cannot be gullible to every whim of doctrine. We must be like the Bereans and do our own due diligence and search the scriptures and draw our own conclusions. In 1 John 4:1, it says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This verse advises believers to exercise discernment when it comes to spiritual teachings. It warns against blindly accepting every doctrine or message, but encourages testing them against the truth of God's word. We read in Ephesians 4, verses 14 through 15, "Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speak the truth in love. We will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is at the head, that is, Christ." This passage emphasizes the importance of spiritual maturity and discernment. Believers are encouraged to be rooted in the truth of Christ and to speak it in love, guarding against being swayed by every passing teaching or doctrine. I love what 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 through 4 says, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. In this passage, the Apostle Paul warns Timothy about a future time when people will reject sound doctrine in favor of teachings that cater to their own desires. Doesn't that sound like it today? They will seek out teachers who will tell them what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. This behavior is likened to having itching ears, a metaphorical expression indicating a craving for novelty or messages that gratify personal preferences rather than seeking truth and righteousness. As Darren Atterbury said, you must be uniquely you. Don't be shy. Be yourself. You have a blessed day.